News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israel's military chief has told troops that airstrikes in Lebanon will continue in order to destroy Hezbollah's infrastructure and possibly prepare the way for a ground operation by Israeli forces. To hear more on this, we're joined by Edmund Bauer, a journalist in Lebanon. Edmund, you're there on the ground in Lebanon. How did these comments go down locally, this threat of a ground invasion?
Yes, good morning. Well, the comments follow what has already been a very difficult week, the bloodiest week in Lebanon since the civil war. I think there's a certain amount of ambiguity in the comments. They have not indicated that a ground invasion is necessarily imminent, but it is a distinct possibility, and we're closer to it than we have been at any point. There were reports yesterday that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, have mobilized two reserve brigades, or are mobilizing two reserve brigades for operations in the north. So we could be looking at a ground invasion soon.
What is the atmosphere like on the ground? I mean, people must be quite afraid and they must be very worried, are they?
I think it depends who you ask. A lot of people will tell you that the mood is more one of defiance. But yes, definitely I've spoken to people who are afraid, who are considering moving, if not to a different country, at least to different parts of this country. We got word yesterday that more than 90,000 people are confirmed as displaced. The real number could be much higher than that. The roads this week have been jam-packed with people coming up from the south of Lebanon and the east of the country, which were the highest, where there are the highest concentrations of Shia communities and Hezbollah supporters. So even in other areas of Lebanon, there's been a large influx of people, which have generally been met with solidarity, and lots of people have opened their homes to displaced people. But you can see the effects of war in a way that we haven't over the last year.
I was going to ask you, I mean, the effects of the war. I mean, are there huge areas of southern Lebanon that have now been pretty much abandoned by people?
Yes. I think this is fair to say. It's difficult to get an accurate picture of what's happening in the south, especially along the border, due to the intensity of the fighting. There have been journalists killed in the south. But as we understand it, there are a number of villages which, even before fighting intensified in the last week, were destroyed. But I think that number has now risen. I was speaking to somebody a few days ago who fled the village, and he told me that basically everyone in the village did the same when they realized that they were going to be targeted. And as he understands it, this village, which has been spared throughout the last year, is almost completely destroyed now, as he tells it, including his house.
Is there a lot of anger towards Israel?
Certainly, yes. So there is a lot of anger towards Israel, but there's also a great deal of history there. Israel invaded the country in 2006. There was a siege of Beirut in 1982. So the bad blood, if you like, predates the current violence, but the levels of deaths that we're seeing, there's definitely a huge amount of frustration towards Hezbollah, and in certain communities that frustration is even higher. But we're looking at between 600 and 700 people killed in airstrikes this week, and there's a massive amount of anger towards Israel.
Edmund Bauer, journalist in Lebanon, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.